Each week, a well-known guest draws a card from our wildcard deck and answers a big question about their life. Simi Nosrat is the force behind the hit cookbook and Netflix series Salt, Fat, Acid, Heat. She's famous for teaching people not just how to cook, but how to have fun while doing it. But her personal life has included a lot of loss. Nosrat told Wildcard host Rachel Martin about a major shift in her perspective after her father died a few years ago.
One, two, or three?
Three.
Three. What truth guides your life more than any other?
Oh, I think life is finite. My whole life, I've been kind of in this, if I'm good enough and work hard enough and, have high enough standards and achieve enough, then eventually something good will happen for me. I've always been in like saving up mindset. Mm-hmm. Of both financially and, but also almost like saving up good deeds to cash in for, I don't know what. And then I was like, oh, wait, there's no there. Mm-hmm. There's no thing that you get to where then you're paid back, like the huge welcome into the palace and now you've earned the good life happens. Like, this is it. This is my body, my one body. This is my one life.
Right here.
So I've often had this kind of mentality of like almost a self-punishing of I have to just no. Like everyone else is going on that camping trip. Like, well, there are people who take days off, but not me. Like, I have to put my head down and keep working. But it's not like those work days are incredibly like, productive. I'm often like so sad I'm not with my friends or something.
Yep.
And also working. Only working or only being hard on yourself doesn't ever really lead anywhere good. So certainly by the time my dad died, I really sort of reoriented. And maybe less than a month after my dad died, two of my best friends had a baby on the East Coast. Mm-hmm. And they had they invited me to the baby naming ceremony, which was a thing I normally wouldn't do. I wouldn't just like drop everything and buy a ticket, like a super expensive last minute ticket to go
name a baby
to the East Coast for the ceremony or whatever. But then I was like, wait a minute, what is life for? There was a clarity of like, oh, I don't need to say no to all these things. There's only one baby naming ceremony. Right. There's only one opportunity to go be with the people who I care about. And I think I've really sort of come into this awareness of time is the most precious currency in our lives.
Simi Nosrat talking with NPR's Rachel Martin. For more conversations like this one, follow the Wildcard podcast.